You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
Hand me the lock.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Good evening, Tony. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris? Happy birthday, Bob.
I appreciate you joining us. Thanks, Tony.
What are you, 42 now?
Let's just call it 43. That's fine, Tony.
Yes, it's the anniversary of Bob's 43rd birthday. We won't say which anniversary, but it is an anniversary. Tony, I want to start off our time with you tonight. Something that we've talked an awful lot about with you is, and that's the, you know, the Patriots' success being in large part due to their system, and system equals Bill Belichick. So for all of us that are waiting for the Patriots to collapse, do you think it's when Brady retires, or do they march on until Belichick retires? Which one is going to cause the tumble down?
I think the tumble down will be when Belichick retires because, of course, the Belichick-Brady combination is something that's going to be fantastic. It's a legend. Both those guys are legends being together, winning those Super Bowls together. But I really feel that, and I feel that it's going to probably be this year, where Belichick will probably get a quarterback, or Patriots will get a quarterback that will replace Brady in the next couple of years, and that quarterback will sit under Brady for a couple of years, and he'll be ready to go. And as long as I believe, as long as Belichick is coaching, and I think he can coach for at least five more years, as long as he wants, I guess. I don't even know how old the guy is, but I think he can go for at least another 5 years coaching, and they'll have another quarterback, man, and that system will just stay intact just like it is. And I just see it keep building and keep growing. I just people look at and are upset because we win so much. But the thing about it is, it's what it is. It's the system. And once you have a system like that that Belichick has, and the coaches that he has around him, and the players that he brings in, it's hard to beat.
Tony, another thing, I read today that Earl Thomas, who just signed with the Baltimore Ravens, he worked out a deal with Marlon Humphrey to get Humphrey's number 29. You know, that's what Thomas has worn his whole career, number 29, goes to the Ravens, and he's going to make a little donation to Humphrey's mom, who is the coach of a local track team. So he's going to make a little donation to support that track team in order to get that number 29. Did you run across guys that came into the Patriots that wanted a particular number and hear about some deals that were worked out in order for one guy to give up a number to and somebody else?
I've had guys pay guys to get their numbers. That's for a fact. But yeah, I mean, yeah, they've been doing that for years, man. I mean, I've had people come in. I think it was Derek Ramsey came in from the Oakland Raiders, and he wanted 88, and somebody had 88. I can't remember who had it. And they worked out something. I think he gave him a couple dollars, and he gave up his jersey. So they've been doing that for years, yeah.
Five questions for Tony.
Tony, we talked about how you did a lot of weightlifting in the past. Most athletes do. But I was in a health class watching a guy teach some kids the other day, and the question came up, you know, when should you start lifting weights as far as for a football player? And a teacher kind of left it kind of open-ended. You know, it's you want to get stronger, but at that age, your bones are still going, et cetera. Well, talk more about when you really first started, Tony, and do you recommend it to, like, kids at the youth level?
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. I think at the age of 12, you don't want them lifting heavy, but you want them in the weight room doing some squats or heavy light weights on the bench press. But starting at 12, I started at 12. I mean, my brothers got me out there lifting weights and carrying the heavy bags and doing all kinds of other stuff, but nothing too strenuous where it's gonna, you know, going to hurt yourself starting at the age of 12. I think that's a good start for a lot of kids. And then you have some of these big kids. I seen a kid, I was down in New Orleans, with my family, my nephew, he's like 6'5" and 250, and he's 12 years old. What are you eating, man? And he asked me, he said, "You think I should start lifting weights now?" I said, yeah, you should have started lifting weights about 200 pounds ago. it's all about your body size too, I think. But at the age of 12, I think it's a good start for kids to start lifting weights, and depending on, you know, what type of position that you're going to play, what kind of body frame that you have, you know, a lot of times you can tell around the age of 12 if the kid's going to be a lineman or he's going to be a linebacker or a running back or a receiver. You can really figure it out right then. And I started with my son at 12, and it all worked out pretty well for him.
And Tony, I was thinking of this question earlier tonight, and it, to me it's kind of fascinating how when athletes are kind of done playing football or whatever sport, now you were early 90s, you're done playing football, your body's still in amazing shape, and then you go into that phase of life where, well, for your livelihood, you don't have to stay in shape, but you're so used to doing it. How did you do that transition when you weren't a professional athlete anymore? Did you still want to stay in shape, and when did you say, I can't do what I used to?
That's a good question. With me, I had my knees are really bad, and I had got up one time because I couldn't work out, and I really couldn't walk up and downstairs before I had my knee replacements. Man, I got up to about 250, and once I got my knees replaced, I work out now five days a week, and not a whole lot of running. I mean, I'm sorry, not a whole lot of lifting, but I do a lot of cardio, on the elliptical machine and you know, on the treadmill, you know, just to keep your heart rate good and your cholesterol really good. But you can tell once you retire and you don't have that energy anymore that you used to have, and you wake up in the morning and you're a little sore and things start aching a little bit more. You don't want to go work out. But I really found out that, you know, once you start back working out again, and everything, I had a bad shoulder for a while, and I was thinking about getting an operation on it. And, you know, I just started lifting light on my shoulder and put after a while, man, you know, the pain just started to go away. And, fortunately right now I don't need an operation. Well, they said I should get one, but it doesn't, if it don't hurt, I ain't gonna fix it, so I'm gonna just leave it just like it is. So. I think one of the things that I think for everyone, and not just athletes, I think everybody should get some type of workout routine. I think that's really a key to living a long life. You don't have to work out 3 hours a day. I mean, you can go 30 minutes a day, just as long as you're consistent with it. I'm in the best shape I've been in a long time right now, as far as cardio and everything. Never gonna do no marathon or anything like that, but my cholesterol is good, my heart rate is good, and now I'm thinking about trying to hit at least 95 before I get out of here.
There you go.
That's right.
I like it.
Tony, one more before we let you go. Were there guys when you were playing that instead of going over on the sideline and sitting on the bench, you were up there right along the sideline, so you had a bird's eye view of them? Was there someone you had to watch instead of sitting down?
So my players?
Yeah, were there players that you were like, "Well, I'm not going back and sitting on the bench. I'm going to stand right here on the sidelines and watch this guy."
I remember when one player that I wanted to watch, well, because I admired him, was Tony Dorsett. I got an opportunity to play against him my rookie season. I got an opportunity to play against Earl Campbell, and I got an opportunity to play against Ed Dickerson. And the other opportunity I wanted to see was Bo Jackson. And of course, these guys are all running backs. And just to see these guys, these are some of the, I think, one of the best running backs to play the game while I was playing. And whenever I got a chance to take a look at those guys, man, I never sat on the bench. But anybody else, I would probably just sit down and get some rest. But you know, it's exciting. It was exciting for me, especially my rookie season when I got a chance to play against Tony Dorsett. And I think it was a Monday night game. I remember it really well. Monday night game playing against him. That was pretty special.
And that's why you wore 33, right? And I think didn't you tell us that before?
Exactly,
that's why you wanted to wear 33.
Tony Dorsett, exactly right.
Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you do helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website, donate what you can, help these kids up in upstate New York get off to school.
You're the best, Tony. All the best to you and your family. We look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Have a great week,
guys. Have a great week.
Take care.
See you, Tone. That is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, former Steelers punter Craig Colquitt, hanging on the line. Going to get to Craig on the other side of this real quick station break.